So I haven't exactly fallen off the face of the earth, but I haven't really done anything to my podcast. 360 what? So the question is this. As a creative service provider, we tend to survive 1 gig at a time and thrive off the word-of-mouth marketing alone. So how do we take our financial security to the next level through marketing that doesn't break the bank? I'm Steph Burrell, and I started off as a web designer in 2002, and now I work with some of the highest earning entrepreneurs as an online marketer. But now I'm on a different journey. Come with me as I work to help creative entrepreneurs just like you, the one who don't define success by the amount of money in their pocket, but by the way it got there. Let's go. So for the last 60 days or so, I started working for a company who's just freaking awesome. They're amazing. And I never thought I'd be working for a company so steadily. It's something I've always wanted, so I'm super excited. I'm actually working full-time with them. I've been doing all their membership website stuff, doing their automation, their marketing automation, their funnels, things like that. And it's just been the best thing ever. Like, we were in a meeting, and while we were busting out this membership site in 30 days, which should have took 6 months easily. And I was twitching. They said, "What do you need?" I was like, "Look, send snacks. I'm just in it, you know, send snacks." It's like a joke, you know. 2 days later, I get a box of big snacks from Amazon. And I was like, "Oh, you guys got me. You guys had me at snacks." So it was this big old snack box, and I was super excited. So, I mean, I just fell in love with them, and I had to keep working for them. And I'm so super excited to be part of it. On my side time, the little that I have, I'm just working on my own funnel stuff. I mean, it's been awesome to be a part of other people's journey, but I'm excited to kind of just start teaching people what I do and putting that craft out there, and hopefully people can take it and run with it and learn from it and, you know, do stuff that they want to do and, like, be there to answer their questions, like, during the time that I have available. Working 40 hours a week, and, you know, I don't consider that a compromise to what I'm doing. I mean, everybody... Yeah, I'm capped off at a certain salary. Like, I get that. But I also have that time above and beyond to do my own thing without having to worry about the income for me and my family. So for me, it's a winning situation. And I'm super excited and I'm super happy and I'm super blessed to be a part of that company. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, you know, when you find a place that treats their employees as well as this place treats their employees, you kind of have a tendency to stick around, and they got it right, you know. They got it right with that. So I'm super excited to be a part of that company, and I'm super excited to start, you know, being able to share what I do to, you know, a lot of people for a little bit of, you know, just like freebies, just giving stuff away, because, like, I have an income. I don't need to use my knowledge for income as much right now. Just, you know, start building my list so that I know who's actually downloading my stuff. So heaven forbid something does happen with this position. I'll be able to go to my list and be like, "Hey, I created this new thing and here's what it is," and kind of go off of that. So that's what I'm doing. That's what I've been up to. Yeah, so I know I'm supposed to be doing this thing for 365 days. And if I have a few minutes every day, I totally will. I was actually just reminded of my podcast because of the company I'm doing work for is launching theirs. And I was like, "Oh, I have an Anchor podcast too. I should probably totally do something with that." So yeah, I'm super excited, you know, to just start doing what I do on the side. And also, you know, with 4 kids, we've adopted our 4th child since the last time I've recorded my podcast. We now have closed our foster license, so we're no longer fostering children, but we have 4 amazing kids who we once fostered and now have adopted. We have our family of 6. We are happy. We are healthy. We are doing well, and I couldn't be happier. And that's about all for today.